Let's go and use centre at 10. Rishi Sunak has told his Israeli counterpart he's appalled by the deaths of three Britons in an airstrike in Gaza. They were delivering food aid to Palestinians and were killed along with four colleagues. Jamie McGoldrick is the UN's coordinator for humanitarian aid in the territory. He says there was always a high chance of this happening.
We've said to the Israelis before, we've warned them to say that we're one incident away from being in a real catastrophic situation in terms of humanitarian response, and that's what's happened.
Comments made by J.K. Rowling about trans women have been deemed non-criminal after she challenged officers to arrest her. The Harry Potter author described them as men on social media, sparking complaints. A 12-year-old boy has been arrested in Finland on suspicion of murdering another child of the same age. He was detained whilst carrying a handgun after his classmate was killed in school. Detectives say three suspects believed to be behind the stabbing of an Iranian TV journalist fled the UK just hours afterwards. 36-year-old Poria Zarate was attacked outside his home in Wimbledon, South London, on Friday. The man has pleaded guilty to the theft of a near £5 million golden toilet from Blenheim Palace in Oxfordshire. James Sheen, who's 39 and from Wellingborough in Northamptonshire, admitted burglary and two other charges. In sports, West Ham are trying to frustrate Tottenham's attempt to get into the Premier League's top four. Live to Guy Swindles at the London Stadium.
And they're doing a pretty good job of it at the moment because it's West Ham 1, Spurs 1. Spurs took the lead in the fifth minute through Johnson. West Ham level in the 19th through Kurt Zouma. Since then, Spurs have probably had better of the possession, but have failed to turn it into chances. West Ham have